he could, Shem Bozo, unless he's addicted to Mivazer Abeisov, to Mivazer Talmud Chachamim. But if he just did it once or twice, so then he doesn't come within the aloche of Dvaran Shem Bozo. Also, that means if he's addicted to Mir Aloche Bifnei Rabbi Bifono, so then he comes within Dvaran Shem Bozo, then there is a Chiyuv Kores too. But if he's not addicted, so then he doesn't come within Dvaran Shem Bozo. But he's still Mivazer Rabbeisov. He's still Mivazer Abeisov, but Mivazer Abeisov only once. So Mimele, there is a Chiyuv Misa D'Shamayim. Now, insofar as the Chiyuv Kores for one who is Rogil to be Meira Aloche Bifnei Rabbi before, that is Mivazer Abeisov and Rogil then. So that Chiyuv Kores is certainly distinguishable from the Chiyuv Kores that there is for eating chilev, or for being Mechal Shabbos, or for eating Yom Kippur. Because the chiyuv kores that one has when he eats chilev, or eats dam, or eats chometz and pesach, or eats Yom Kippur, or eats Mechal Shabbos, so that's a chiyuv kores for the Ma'is Aver. It's not told in the Shem Roshe of the Gavre. It's a chiyuv kores for the Ma'is Aver, for this specific act. Now, there is a machlekes between the Balamoyer and the Rambam. And the Gemara says, the Gemara says in Makkes, Chayove Krises, so Linky, she was a tshuva. Now the Gemara says, Chayove Misas, Chayove Krises, Yeshnom Bichlal Malkes Aboy, Shimosu Tshuvo, Bezdin Shalmailo Mechapkono. Chayove Misas Bezdin Einom Bichlal Malkes Aboy, Shimosu Tshuvo, Ein Bezdin Shalmato Mechlen. So the Loshna Gemara is Chayove Krises, יש לו בכלל מלכת אבוי. Why? Because שימוס תשובו בזן שמי לא מייחלים להם. So, the Ramoyer in Maki says that it means that any chiyuv koretz, if somebody eat koretz on Pesach, and if he did tshuve, so he becomes potter of koretz. So the chiyuv koretz is potter. Even without Malkes, just tshuve by itself. The Rambam is chelik. The Rambam Pirsha Mishneh, from the Rambam Pirsha Mishneh, Makes, it's mashma, that the pshat in chayovei, chayovei chrises yeshtem chal Malkes avoyim, She must tshuve bezin shel mailo veichole, it means she must tshuve, so together with the malkes. So that's why Chayovich Chises yesh mach malkes avoyim, because if they will be tshuve, so together with the malkes, they will be mafkia the chiv koretz. But tshuve without malkes will not be mafkia the chiv koretz. The Balamoyer, but the Balamoyer explains the Gemara, Chayovich Chises yesh mach malkes avoyim, she must tshuve, So Bezin Shemayel Meicholel without Malkes. So we have in Machlekes, between the Balamoyer and the Rambam, as to whether when somebody is Eiver and Aveir of Kores, and does Tshuve, and without Malkes, whether Tshuve by itself is Mafkia the Chiyuv Kores or not. According to Balamoyer, so the Tshuve by itself is Mafkia the Chiyuv Kores. According to the Rambam, not. Now, everybody will agree that, let's say, in regard to the Chiyuv Koretz of Barad Shem Bozo, if somebody is Mivazer Abesov, if he does Shuvah, so the Chiyuv Koretz is Poka. Certainly, let's say, somebody who is in a Kefer Beteiro, in a Kefer Bashem, so he certainly comes within Barad Shem Bozo. Barad Shem Bozo is a Yimer in Teil Mashamayim, the Gemara says that Tzadik Tes. In Perik Chilek. So that Chiyuv Koretz is certainly Pokal Tshuve. Somebody who has been an atheist all his life and then he does Tshuve. So of course the Chiyuv Koretz is Pokal. So even according to the Rambam, when does the Rambam say that the Chiyuv Koretz is not Pokal with Tshuve alone? That applies to a Chiyuv Koretz, let's say somebody is Eichel Chilek, or is Michal Shabbos, or is Eichel Dam, or is Eichel Chomis in Pesach. He's a Yom Kippur, so then the Chiyuv Koretz is for the specific Aveir. The Chiyuv Koretz is not for the Shem Rosh. It's not for the fact that he is a Rosh of Dvar Shem Bozo. It's for the specific Aveir of Chil Shabbos, of Achilas Chilev, of Achilas Dam, of Achilas Chometz. And so where the Chiyuv Koretz is for the specific Ek, so the Shiddes HaRambam is just as in regard to a chiyuv of Mrs. Bezin, or a chiyuv of Malkes. So you don't say that if a person, let's say, committed an avere, for which is high Mrs. Bezin, and there was Asroya, Kabbalah, Asroya, Leidim, and everything, and then he does shuve that he should be mafkia the chiyuv of Mrs. Bezin. No. Since there is a chiyuv of Mrs. Bezin for the specific act, so we are not concerned about the spiritual moral status of the person. If he does shuve, So the moral status of the person changes, he's a tzaddik, he's not a roshe. But the chiyuv Mrs. Bezin and the chiyuv Malkes is not always, not contingent upon the moral status, the spiritual and moral status of the gavre, whether the gavre is a roshe or is not a roshe. The gavre can be the biggest tzaddik. He committed a certain avere, so he's chayv Mrs. Bezin for that avere. So even if he goes shuve, he cannot be mafkia. So mele. The Shit of Rambam is when somebody was either an Aveir of Kores, he was Michal Shabbos, he was Eichel Chilev, he was Eichel Chometz on Pesach, so his Chayev Kores was a specific act, so even if he does Shuve, so the Chayev Kores is not Pokal. And the Balamoyer Shit is the truth. The Balamoyer agrees with the Rambam that the Chayev Kores for Achilas Chometz is not only the Shem Roshe, but it is not only the Shem Roshe. There is a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv chorus with a specific act. But Balamoyer holds that for an Inish b'nei Shomayim, so Tshuve is mafkia. Tshuve is not mafkia an Inish b'nei Odom, like chiyuv Mrs. Bezin, chiyuv Malkes. But an Inish b'nei Shomayim, Shuvi is mafkia, even though the inish is for the specific act. But the Baal Moyer also agrees with the Rambam that the chiyuv kores for achilas chometz is not only the shem roshe. It is a chiyuv kores for the specific act of achilas chometz. But still he holds, since the inish is an inish with the shomayim, not with the odom, so shuvi is mafkia. Shuvi is mafkia on shinri shomayim. But he agrees with the Rambam that the chiyuv, the inish of kores, is not holy the Shem Roshe. It is for the specific act. Still, shuvah is mafkia in inish b'dishomai. And the Rambam holds no. Just the shuvah is not mafkia, a chiyuv inish b'diodo. So shuvah cannot be mafkia, a chiyuv inish b'dishomai. Cannot be mafkia. But he agrees. But the Baal Moyer also agrees. The Baal Moyer also agrees that the chiyuv kores is a chiyuv kores for the specific act. It's not totally Hashem Roshe. Mashenkin the chiyuv kores of Barad Hashem Bozo. Then that's a different kind of chiyuv kores. We see that the same chiyuv kores even implies that Hilchelik Mavo, he calls the Latin for Mavo, that's Tohin Shem Roshe. And of course, if he does Shuvah, so it's not a Roshe. So Kefa Bika Kol Yomov, if he does Shuvah in one moment, so the Shem Roshe is Poka, so Mele, the chiyuv kores of Barad Shem Boza is also Poka. So Mele, we have a chiyuv missing the Shomayim, Mele Haloche Bifnei Rabbe, even if he's not Rogel. If he's rogil, so then he comes within the chiyuv kores. But if he's not rogil, so then he's chayiv mise shemayim. But that chayiv mise shemayim is not a chayiv mise shemayim for the specific act. That chayiv mise shemayim is told in the Shem Roshe. He told in the Shem Roshe. The Roshe of Mivaze Rabbi Yisrael, of Mivaze Talmud HaChomim. So he's mechuyiv mise shemayim. But if he does tshuve, so the mele, it's poka. Mashenke in the chiyuv mise shemayim of Tevel, so there it's a, even according to the Baal Moyer, and the Ramban also appears to agree with the Baal Moyer, that tshuva is mafkia, a chiyuv kores and a chiyuv mise shemayim, but it's a chiyuv mise shemayim for the specific act. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mention it in the same category, and that's why the Ramban doesn't mention Meir Halacha b'Fnei Rabbi. Does not mention Meir Halacha b'Fnei Rabbi in the list in the test of Sanhedrin, because there he mentions only a chiyuv mise that is not told in the Shem Roshe, a chiyuv mise for a specific act, a chiyuv mise for a specific act. Now, all right, now let's see. Now, so the Rambam says in the Talmud Torah. Now the Rambam says, in Perikim Chetamot Torah Halacha Beis, V'yosu Le'odom Le'eres B'fnei Rabbi Le'ilo, V'chol Amira Halacha B'fnei Rabbi Chayev Misi. Then the Halacha Gimel he says, Hoyo Beine Yuvin Rabbi Yudvei Smil, that's Gimel Pasoyes, Yudvei Smil, V'shua Le'odom Dvar Halacha Muta Le'osh. Muta Le'osh. Now, so first the Halacha Beis, he says like this, Eizeu chelik al rabbi, I didn't make a quote the Rosh Rambam. Eizeu chelik al rabbi, zeu shekevei aloi medresh, v'yeshe v'derei shumilamei tshaloido shus rabbi, v'rabbi kayom, v'av al pi, sherabbi b'dina acheres, v'yosu liodom lehereis b'fnei rabbi leilo, v'chol hamir ha'aloche b'fnei rabbi, chayiv nisi. Hoyo beine yuvin rabbi yudvei smil v'shua le'odom dvar aloche muta lohoshe u'lehafchis minu yisya afilu b'fnei rabbi muta lohoshe. So that is because kol mokim sheyish chil Hashem echir kol rab. Shekol mokim sheyish chil Hashem echir kol rab. Bame dvom amurim b'dovo shenikche mikr avu ikvei atzmi l'yiroi v'lei sheifu le'eres b'chol sheyil afilu hu b'seifu eilom V'rabi b'seifo eilom, osu leileheiris achiyomus rabbi, elo im kinot al vishus mirabi, ולוי כל מי שמייס רבי מוטה ללשי ולהיר את בתירו, אלו אם כן היו תלמיד שהגיע לרוי. So what is the Rambam Shite? So, I mean, it's very obscure, the Shite of the Rambam. It's very obscure, but the Avedis HaMelech, Menachem Krakowski, so he says, and it seems, I mean, that this is the Shite of the Rambam. That the Shite of the Rambam is as follows. The Shite of the Rambam is that if someone, in other words, the Aloche of the Rambam mentions, that Kol Amira Aloche Bifnei Rabbi Chayiv Nisi. And then he says, Hoyo Beinu Bein Rabbi Yudrit Zmiyo, Vishol Yodom Dvar Aloche, Izmuta Roshif. Izmuta Roshif. So it's Masha Roshan Rambam that what is called Bifnei Rabbi, if it's within Yudrit Zmiyo, that's called Bifnei Rabbi. Not like the Rashbo, that Bifnei Rabbi means Bifnei Rabbi Mamish. But like this, that Bifnei Rabbi means within the area of Yudrei Zmiyo. That's Bifnei Rabbi. So he says, within Yudrei Zmiyo, so it's also to answer. Chutz mi Yudrei Zmiyo, chutz mi Gimu Pasoiz, chutz mi Yudrei Zmiyo, that's not considered Bifnei Rabbi. So that is muta, but the Rosh Narambam is Bamedvor im Amuri, Bidovo Shemikre Mikre, Avo Likveyatz Meile Roy, Vileshe Vileheres, Vichol Sheel, Afilhu Bisefa Elom, Virabe Bisefa Elom, so also Leheres, Achiyomus Rabbi, Elohim Kein. Notal Rishus Mirab. So it's mashma from the Rosh Narambam. That if it is Toich Yudrei Smil, so then it is also even Derech HaKroit Bas Kashay. Derech HaKroit. Just happened a certain problem, a lachic problem arose. And he wants to pass in the Shaila. So if it's Toich Yudrei Zmiyo of Rabbi, so he's not allowed to pass. If it's Chutzl Yudrei Zmiyo, so then he is allowed to pass. He is allowed to pass. Avo Likveya Atzmei, Leiroye Uleheshi. So in other words, so it's Mashma from the Rosh Narambam, so it's much of the Rosh Narambam that Toich Yudrei Zmiyo, he is not allowed to pass in even der HaKroi Baal. Chutzl Yudrei Zmiyo, so der HaKroi Baal, he is allowed to pass, even without Rishus. But to pass in der HaKviyes, then he is allowed to pass only if he got Rishus from Israel. That's the Shita Rambam. So he said, "Avo l'kveyatz v'liroi v'leishiv l'heiris v'chol she'il afilu v'seifayilom v'chave v'seifayilom so osu l'heiris achiyomus rabbi elon kinotu l'shus mirabbi." So mele, according to the Rambam, so how will the Rambam answer Tesis Kashi? Tesis says the Kashi. How is it that Rav Amunim refused to pass even though it was Chutzl Yimu Pasoyes, Chutzl Yudrei Zmiyo? But according to Rambam, the answer would be that Rav Amnune, when the Gemara says Rav Amnune lo'ere b'charte li'aryes, it means Rav Amnune refused to pass in the Rechviyes, but b'akoye b'alme inachaname, one is allowed to pass. So that is the Shita Rambam.